This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Ben Nulli. There's a lot of mixed responses to the Department of Agriculture's Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration Act, or GIPSA rule announcement.
Are you 4-H grown? If you're a 4-H alumni, now's the time to step up and share your story about how 4-H helped you become the leader you are today. During the month of October, National 4-H Council is asking alumni to tell their personal stories of the positive role 4-H played in their lives. Use the hashtag 4-HGrown and visit 4H.org/share to post your story and help spread the word of the great work 4-H is doing to help grow true leaders across the country.
USDA plans to publish an interim final rule and two proposed rules this year amid years of debate regarding the GIPSA rule. Senator Chuck Grassley says these rules should ensure Iowa cattle producers get a fair price in the marketplace.
We have already seen the poultry and swine industries transform from a largely cash-traded market to an almost exclusively contract grower-based system. Our cattle producers here in Iowa are worried that their market is headed in the same direction. Farmers correctly expect the marketplace to be fair and functioning.
Grassley adds many producers believe packers are manipulating prices.
There are also complaints that packers are intentionally skirting the intent of mandatory price reporting with the times during the week that they're willing to purchase cattle. That's something I heard in Dubuque last week.
At his weekly press conference Tuesday, when asked about government regulation in the marketplace, Grassley said this.
I don't think these GIPSA rules can hold a candle to what's wrong with the waters of the U.S. as an example and its effect on agriculture.
However, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association called on USDA to withdraw the draft. NCBA President Tracy Bruner says the USDA rule would, quote, limit producer marketing options, compel buyers to offer lower bids across the board to avoid the appearance of preference. Bruner also says it would create an environment ripe for baseless legal challenges. You can find more news at iowaagribusinessradionetwork.com. While you're there, sign up for our new e-newsletter. I'm Ben Nulli on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.